There's a business incubator in Springfield. I'm Bill Wheelhouse. Tim Landis of the State Journal Register joins us for the WUIS State Journal Register Business Report. Business incubators are not a new concept, Tim, but new to Springfield, I guess.
Springfield is one of the few cities of any size in Illinois that has not had a business incubator, which just quickly, it's a place where small businesses, entrepreneurs can get support staff, technology, that type of thing to get up and running until they can become self-supporting. Now, with most of the incubators across Illinois, they are a combination of public and private funding. In this particular case, Innovate Springfield, as they're calling it, is strictly a privately funded enterprise at this point. They're starting fairly small at a downtown office space, but have certainly much more ambitious plans in the future.
Where is the money coming from? Who's supplying the money for this then?
Well, there's a couple of places. The bulk of the funding is through the Community Foundation for Land of Lincoln. They're one of the largest charitable fundraising organizations in Illinois, based here in Springfield. So they are providing the bulk of the funding, some through the Springfield Chamber of Commerce. But what really got this rolling was Bruce Sommer, who is in the Center for Entrepreneurship at UIS. He's a lecturer there and a member of a longtime local business family. And the folks at the Community Foundation for Land of Lincoln really began discussing this 2 or 3 years ago, and it's taken it this long to put it together. Really, their next step is hiring an executive director, and then they hope to begin bringing in more businesses and non-for-profits into the downtown center.
And do you know as to any reason why Springfield is coming so late to this game? And by late, I mean 30 years late to the game.
You know, that's a really good question. I've been covering business for a couple of decades in Springfield. That has come up from time to time. Just never quite seemed to come together. And I guess my own thought on that would be, at least for so long, state government was such a stable source of revenue, employment, payroll. And of course, as we all know, that began to change in the last 10 years and continues to be, to put it mildly, an uncertain source of employment and funding at this point. So I guess it's all part of this becoming more diverse in Springfield. Healthcare has been a big part of that. And that's one of the industries this particular center will be focusing on. And as I pointed out, it's privately funded, at least initially, given what's going on with the state. They didn't even try for any sort of public funding.
Related to small businesses are microloans, and your paper had an article the other day about Springfield's microloan program.
Our City Hall reporter, Jamie Monks, did this update on a program started last fall with $1.7 million from 8 local banks and about $25,000 in federal funding. And they're just what they sound like, small loans up to $50,000 toward, or maybe a restaurant in some cases, but small businesses to, again, help them get rolling, get on their feet. And these are typically would be businesses that wouldn't qualify for a conventional small business loan, which everything we've read in the last few years have become harder to get after the recession. So they've handed out or approved, I should say, 22 loans totaling about $120,000 since last fall. And the city told Jamie they have a lot of applications coming in. So far, they've approved about half of the 40 they've received.
Tim Landis is business editor at the State Journal Register. Read what he's working on daily in the SJR.